gratitude. Attitude. Bars. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude today. There's way too much negativity in the world and in the media and in the news and on social media. Well, not really social media, because that's everybody's fake version of themselves that they want them to see. And everyone thinks it's the real life version of them, when I beg to differ. Because you're literally a 1 minute video on Instagram, or 2.5 minutes out of somebody's day. Sorry. 2.5 minutes out of somebody's day for their IG stories or their Snapchat. It doesn't equal 24 hours. Like, it just doesn't. Like, we need to put that into perspective. Like, of course, if I post a picture of me, my wife, and my son, it's going to be where we're happy and looking at the camera for the most part. And hopefully Malachi's not jumping around all over the place making weird faces and dabbing on me while I'm trying to, like, you know, just, you know, like, maybe I should, but, because it'd be hilarious, but that's not what's going to happen. So think about that, and then think about your own social media. What do you post? Maybe you don't post a lot. Maybe you don't care. But what I'm here to tell you is, we need to get out of that mindset that people only care about the trips and the concerts and the vacations and the bars and the freaking, the food. Like, everybody I know is going to Farmhouse Thai right now. Is it the best Thai restaurant? Probably. I mean, it looks dope. Don't get me wrong. But there's some other good Thai restaurants too. It might not be as pretty, but it's probably more affordable and probably pretty awesome. So you just got to find it. Now, is it post-worthy? I mean, hey, if being a wedding photographer taught me anything, it is that you can style anything, literally anything. I can make a $5,000 budget wedding look like a $50,000 budget wedding. Now, I'm going to take that back, because there are some restrictions. I can't just, you know, turn a turd into a diamond. Like, that, it's just not going to happen. So, but if you give me enough to work with, I can make it work, right? Like, that's kind of the point. So, I am way, way off track. And I just got cut off. Yeah, so if you don't know, I commute to work every day. And I didn't want to just sit in the car and think to myself. I'd rather think out loud to someone that might care. So that's what this that's what this is. But back to the topic at hand. So, social media, sliver of people's day, gratitude, attitude, bars. Okay, here we go. So, what we need to do, and what I'm going to do every day for this podcast, most of every day, because I don't commute on the weekends, and let's face it, I need some IG content. So, what we're going to do is really look at what we can be grateful for, and hopefully you'll join me on this journey at least 20 times a day. We'll take a look at what we can be grateful for in our own lives, and really, it's about the small things. All the small things. All the small things. Okay, you get what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, if you don't know me, if I'm in the middle of a, you know, soliloquy or a monologue, if I accidentally cite lyrics, and in the middle of citing those lyrics be like, oh, I know that song, I'm gonna sing it. That, just fair warning, that's what's gonna happen. So, gratitude. Yesterday, super normal day. Like, there was nothing crazy about yesterday. Malachi didn't have any anything funny to say. I mean, he had a lot. Like, he doesn't stop talking. I wonder where he gets it. he doesn't stop talking. But, you know, I didn't eat anything spectacular. Although my boss made a red velvet cake yesterday, which was pretty awesome. For one of our teammates' birthdays, which was really cool. So I guess that was kind of special. It looked good. I didn't take any pictures of it, but, you know, and see what I'm doing here? I'm just kind of going back into what happened yesterday, and I'm starting to really focus on what good happened, because when we switch our focus to what good happened, or what good came out of situations, or what good is happening right now, that's when we can see where we can be grateful for something. It's kind of like when you want a new car, right? So me and my wife, we're talking about getting a Tesla Model 3. Probably not going to happen until next year. But literally, I have not stopped seeing it. Like, everywhere I turn, there's a Tesla Model 3. Boom. There's one right now. Literally. Hi, Tesla. And for a while, I wanted this. I wanted the Mustang. Couldn't stop seeing. I don't even see a Mustang on the road anymore. I rarely ever see it. All I see are Model 3s. So, excuse me. We're going to cut this out real quick. So what we need to focus on now is we need to change our mindset. And we need to focus on the things that happened that didn't kill us. Really though, like, if it didn't kill you, if it didn't hurt you in any way, be grateful, right? Like, I've driven from Millbrae, and now I'm passing by SF State. I almost got into an accident because some idiot thought he could just overtake me, and I'm in a Prius, so the disrespect is pretty much a known fact, and he thought he could just cut me off and that it wasn't going to affect me. Well, he's right about one thing. It wasn't going to affect me. I mean, in the moment, I was a little... good thing I wasn't recording. But the disrespect is real, and I feel it, and I see it almost every day. But I drive a Prius, so it's expected. Okay, we need to get back on track here. So when you focus on the good things... And as long as it didn't kill you, as long as it didn't hurt you or cause you pain, then it was a good thing, right? Like, I hit snooze on my alarm 3 times this morning. Am I late for work? No, I'm not. So, first and foremost, I'm grateful that I even woke up this morning. I mean, that's an accomplishment. Wow, this road got bumpy. That's an accomplishment right there. I woke up this morning. My back was a little sore. But, you know, after I got up, stretched a little bit, it was good. I made coffee this morning. It tastes pretty good. Tim Hortons from Canada. Pretty good. You know? My phone charged last night, which is awesome. That's pretty good. 100% before the day even started. Pretty amazing. So, I mean, just in my morning, in the last hour and a half that I've been awake, you know, I could think of like 3 or 4 things that I'm grateful for that have happened today. So what are you grateful for right now? What happened so far this morning that, you know, if, think about it this way. If you're going through your day and you're waiting, you know, you feel that like something is about to go wrong and you're just waiting for something to go wrong. What hasn't happened, or what has happened that didn't go wrong? Right? Like, if I'm sitting at my desk and I'm waiting to get reamed by my boss because it always happens, right? Oh my God, there she goes every single day. like, this is not obviously a real life story for me. I just started, so I can't get in trouble for anything, at least not right now. So, but I mean, for other people, you know, if you're sitting and you're waiting for something to go wrong because, quote unquote, it always does, think about the things that haven't gone wrong. You know, let's say you're sitting in your car and you're driving and you're going to work and you're just focusing on the negativity that's about to hit. And the minute you get to work, you know your boss is going to ask you for something. You know somebody is going to ask you for something. You haven't had your coffee yet today. You're upset about whatever. And you're waiting for the next negative thing to happen. Well, you know, knock on all of the wood in the world, because I wouldn't wish this on anybody. But you're more than likely going to get to work okay. I mean, just yesterday, there was a shooting at Tan Fran Mall. Two people were injured. It was targeted. You know, it wasn't a random act where somebody, some idiot, decided to show up at a mall and just shoot up the mall where people go with their family. He was at a freaking Barnes & Noble, for crying out loud. Like, that was a bookstore, bro. Like, are you serious? Really? We're trying to get our kids to read, and this dude thinks it's... Whatever. Anyway, I will never understand. But what I'm saying is, perspective. I go to Tan Fran fairly often, and I've walked by that Barnes & Noble at least 100 times. And I wasn't there. My wife normally parks at San Bruno BART station, and she didn't go there yesterday. I'm thankful for that. I wish everyone in my family would have answered their phone right when that happened, because I called everyone at least 3 times freaking out. But at the end of the day, everyone was fine. Now, I hope the people that were involved and that were around, and, you know, even the ones that got injured, I hope everyone's okay. And it sounds like everybody will be. But perspective, gratitude. More than likely, if you're listening to this, you weren't at Tan Fran yesterday. You didn't hear the gunshots going off inside the mall. People are saying that there were 8 gunshots going off in the... 8 in a row. 8 gunshots, at least. Maybe more. One of 2 things happened there. Number one, the dude had bad aim. Or number two, the dude, you know, in your mind, if you're standing there, your first thought is going to be, obviously, were those gunshots? And then all of a sudden, people start to panic. People start running for the exits. They don't know where it's coming from. Well, they generally probably do, but, you know, it's, now you have to think, what am I going to do? My kid is here. My kid is playing. There's a... Man, oh my goodness. There's a playground. The kid's got to take their shoes off in there. There's a Payless. I don't know how Payless means anything to this situation. I don't know if they're completely sold out at this point. I know they went on clearance. There's families and all of that there. And it's just... It's really sad. It's really sad to see. Because at this point, I don't know where I can go to that something like that can't happen. You see it all over the news. Typically, it's on the East Coast in Florida. But San Bruno, that's in the backyard, dude. Like, that's right there. And again, perspective. We've been focusing on the negative aspect of what happened yesterday. And it took over the last... 4 minutes of the conversation, when the situation itself happened within a matter of seconds. You know, I saw this quote. It's probably one of my favorite my favorite stories. I don't know it word for word, and I didn't pull it up because I just thought of it right now. But let's say you have, it's that story about having like whatever $1 million, something like that, and somebody takes 10 cents from your $8,000 or whatever it is, whatever the number is. Are you going to get upset about it? Nah, right? Like, it's a dime. Like, it's 10 cents. It don't matter. You still got the rest of your money. Now, as long as they don't come back and keep trying to take 10 cents from you or drop a bill, you know, then it's all good. It's 10 cents. And what they likened it to was within a day, you have that many thousand of minutes or seconds or, you know, whatever the conversion is. I'll look it up. Or you can look it up. You know what? I'm driving. You look it up. Unless you're driving, then we'll look it up later. And then you can call me and then we can talk about it. So they liken it to, you know, you have 8,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, Are you going to freak out about that? And boom, that just blew up my mind. Because when you think about it, 10 seconds is nothing. I can probably take 10 seconds out of this podcast, and I could just randomly scroll through the entire audio feed, snip 10 seconds, and I probably will, because my attention to detail is ridiculous. It's on my resume. But let's be honest, 10 seconds of this podcast is going to fall out of your brain in the next 10 seconds. You're not going to remember everything I talk about here, especially because you're probably wondering, can I make this light? I wonder if it's traffic. Man, McDonald's fries sounds amazing right now. Now you want McDonald's. I know I do. So, don't let someone stealing a dime or a nickel of your time affect the rest of your day. You know? And just be grateful. You have a roof over your head. You have people that love you. You're alive and you're well. Or you're alive and you're struggling. But you're alive. Period. That's something to be grateful for. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will continue to post with random thoughts from the road, and enjoy. Till next time. Peace. Bye.